Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, brought to you by Cozy Earth. And at the end of the podcast here, we will have a code for you to save 35%. So hang around for that.
On some cozy stuff. So, Murph, do you remember what I'm doing this Saturday or what I was supposed to do this Saturday?
Girls' lunch.
Oh, it was a girl's. It was a girl's.
You,
oh, I'm
Sam.
Sorry. Okay.
I asked.
Never mind. Go ahead, Murphy. You
Mr.
say
Mr. Wonderful over here, remember what I'm supposed to be doing Saturday.
Yeah, actually, I had forgotten that, but clearly Sam did. So. But yeah, yeah, it was. Well, I didn't know if you were going to do a lunch. It was just your girls' day out, so it could have been
whole
shopping,
girl.
Lunch, some combo, two of your best friends
Rachel
from school.
And Lisa and I like to do girls' getaways, like day trips, okay? Well, we actually like to do real getaway trips where it's like 2 and 3 nights, but you can't always make that happen. Life happens. So months ago, we picked this date for Saturday. Hey, let's do another day trip, a girls' day trip right before Christmas. It's nice. You get to see each other, probably do a little gift exchange, mm-hmm. definitely have some lunch, definitely do some shopping. I was so ready for it. I blocked out everything, which is rare for a... You know, busy mom, busy working mom on a Saturday in December.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel was in a car accident this week. Mm. Thank God she is fine. She's okay, although she's very sore and she's dealing with insurance right now, just in the communication and all that.
She was broadsided, right?
Yeah.
Did you find out what happened?
No, I haven't talked to her yet. Like, she and I have been texting back and forth because my first thing was, I'm so glad you're okay.
Guess you're not driving.
I am so glad she's okay, but it was just like, if you're not up to it Saturday, just let me know. Let us know. We'll totally be up to you. And she was like, I'm just not sure yet because I'm not feeling great.
Sure.
And if that's the case, I'm going to bring her flowers or something and then let her be, you know, whatever. But that means I might have the whole day wide open. And do you know what if I have the whole day wide open, you know what I'm going to do with it?
Well, you're going to spend it with your loving husband right here, huh? Oh, not. Okay,
maybe
not.
I mean, if you're going to hang around the kitchen. No, what I was thinking
is... Oh, wait. Are you going to do pumpkin bread?
I was thinking of the one thing I always say at the end of the holiday. You know, the holidays can be such a big whirlwind of activity and things you have to get done.
Yeah.
I feel like I miss out on that day of baking that you dream of having. Because when I do bake, it's like... 8 o'clock at night. Let me get it in here. Let me do this. I want to wrap these up. Give them to Sam. Whatever. I think that if this happens and this falls through and I don't go Saturday, I have nothing planned. I think I would have that day. I will have the day to bake and do a bunch of make it, take it stuff.
Yeah.
And who knows how much pumpkin
music?
Bread I could crank out.
What about your other friend? She doesn't still want to go.
We don't like to. We would. And Rachel would be okay with that, with Lisa and I going. I haven't asked that question because we try to do the three of us. I mean, it's not her fault she was in a car accident. I don't want to go, oh, see ya. We're going to go anyway. I think we're going to wait for her to feel like going.
Okay.
Well, I could always strap on an apron and help you out if you need me to, you know.
Ooh.
You don't want me to help? Yeah, okay, maybe not.
I mean, we work together already. On Saturday, do you really want to be in the kitchen with me? Plus.
So while I'll play music, I would love to hang out with you.
You can hang, but I don't want that.
Hang, but no questions, right?
I mean, you can ask questions, and you can be my tester. You can be the pumpkin bread tester.
I'm always happy to be a tester.
But what I'm saying is if I make a day of this, I'm not just going to bake pumpkin bread. I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to do, you know, maybe some snack mixes or some make it, take it ideas.
Maybe
and
Miss Margaret's toffee, maybe.
Do you want that? I guess you do.
I can tell by the body language, Jody doesn't.
Yeah. She's not a toffee person.
I'll make it for you, though. It's super easy. It's one of our make it, take it gift ideas.
Is that her recipe?
I don't remember. It's been so long ago since I
grabbed
it.
Hers has got something special in it, and that's why I want to see. It's like extra thick chocolate.
You can look at it. Okay.
She, instead of it just being a thin layer of chocolate across the top, mm-hmm. it's like a little bit thicker layer of chocolate. It's to me, it's a next level.
Yeah.
What is it on saltines?
No.
Oh, no, it's real
toffee.
The real deal.
Oh, real toffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not fake toffee like you make, Sam.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's,
don't you want to be in the kitchen with him?
I think authentic British toffee is not made with
saltines.
Anyway, I've always just wanted to, I've never done it in all the time that we have been married and we've had kids and Saturdays in December for, you know, moms who make it happen can be so busy, just laundry and groceries and meal planning and shopping and wrapping presents. I mean, I could fill the day, but there would be no joy in that. I'm pretty much done.
I have another question. Where are the girls? I know they live across town, but school's over. The semester's done.
Yeah.
Well, they usually work on the weekend.
They do.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. They've been working a lot. And then shopping. I know they've been Christmas shopping because they've been texting me, you know, what size does this person wear? Or what's the name of that store? It's fun.
So here's a question for you, because I know that you do love it, and I know and you're awesome at it.
Like a big day
but it
to
can be if you, you know, you may wake up and feel, oh, that's a lot of work. Because, you know, baking, it makes a mess. There's a lot of cleanup. There's all the things that go with that.
Oh, now you want to help.
That's what you want me to help with after.
No.
Right.
No.
Bread's in the oven.
You.
All yours, Murphy.
It's called Sous Chef.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what's funny about you know me in the morning, I wake up like a jackrabbit. Boom. And I can get more done. Like the longer the day goes on, the less I get done.
Yeah.
And so I can have like 6 pumpkin breads ready before you even get up. Like I am so dynamo in the morning.
What is that? Because, see, that happens to me, too. If I get up, boom, I run to get my groceries. I'm doing stuff. And by 10, if I don't start by 10 or 11,
it's just
energy.
It's
like, eh.
It's okay. You have to work at your peak times. Everybody has them.
Yeah.
Everybody. There are a lot of people who have a peak in the afternoon instead or at night. But what I'm saying is, what you're saying, the work, Murphy, of what I'm talking about doing, usually falls within, I have to cram it in on a weeknight or something. And that sucks the joy out of it. You want to play some music for me and hang out? I do like that. Yeah. You, me, Champ, and the other dogs. Keep them away from my kitchen, though, while I'm cooking. But I want to do all that and enjoy it and take my time and bring some fresh pumpkin bread down to our friends Randy and Carol, maybe to our neighbor, you know, Mimi. I have never done that day. If you dream of it. Like it's, you know, your plan is, oh, Christmas is coming. We're going to bake and make mixes and give them away and put red bows on them. Ugh, that has never happened. I mean, I give that stuff, but believe me, it's put together at 9:30 the night before.
Okay.
And there's no fun in that.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to be able to create a space to do that.
If Rachel doesn't feel like going. If Rachel doesn't feel like going.
Yeah.
I mean, if Rachel feels like going, I'm going shopping.
Okay.
You can forget this whole podcast.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free and easy.
And we'd like to thank Cozy Earth for sponsoring this podcast. You can save 35% online when you shop. And so Cozy Earth, what they do, basically, it's everything that they do is comfortable, whether it's sheets or whether it's clothing or other things. Towels,
loungewear,
right, Sam?
Loungewear for the men. Have you guys looked at that, felt that yet?
I like the fact that I didn't realize this. You said they don't pill.
No.
Love that.
They're guaranteed over the life of your Cozy Earth garments. Yeah. They're not going to pill.
Right.
Not like a sunburn peel, but P-I-L-L. Yeah. It's not going to do that. Everything is really breathable and super comfortable. And you once you wear it, if you want to wear it to the store or if you're only wearing it at the house, whatever you know you buy for yourself, you will. And it's only rare in my life I've ever had the experience of crave being in something.
Mm-hmm.
You can crave food and things like that, but to crave to put something on is a new thing thanks to Cozy Earth.
Well, luckily, everyone can get that at 35% off right now. Everything site-wide, CozyEarth.com is 35% off with the code COZYMSJ35.
That's easy.
You want to spell it?
COZYMSJ35.
Yes.
That's it.
How did I do?